There are two theories as to why this rapprochement happens at this point in time. The first one is that China has successfully pressured North Korea in scaling down its testing of bombs and missiles. The second is that North Korea is laying a trap aimed at dividing South Korea and the United States. So let's have a look at that first theory. What does China have to do with it? Well, on September 15, North Korea launched one of its missiles, and that triggered a new UN Security Council meeting and reinforcement of sanctions. But at that same day, an internal document was published by the Central Committee of the Chinese Communist Party that defines Beijing's Korea policy. I have to stress that although the document published by the Washington Beacon, an online investigative news outlet, looks very genuine but has not been officially authenticated, that document says that China is just paying lip service to the sanctions and continues helping Pyongyang. Michael Dillon, an Independence China specialist, told me why.
Clearly, China has been under pressure from the international community to persuade Korea to be more reasonable, as the international community would see it. It looks from some documents that have come out recently as if China has managed to persuade the North Koreans to cut back on the nuclear testing in exchange for increased aid and political, possibly military support.
So how did that translate into the developments of the last days? Well, on January the 1st, Kim Jong-un, the leader of North Korea, gave a New Year speech, and that was surprisingly mild. He was talking about improvement of what he called the frozen inter-Korean relations, mentions the upcoming Olympic Winter Games in Pyeongchang, South Korea, three times, and says that North Korea will not use nuclear weapons first if it's not attacked. Within 2 days, South Korea reacted and proposed talks for January the 9th. I asked No Jong-soon, the president of the Reunification Committee of the Korean Council of Churches, for a reaction to that development.
It's a wonderful signal. Both North Korea and South Korea is going to have a talk this coming 9th of January around 10 o'clock. Last year, we were approaching a nuclear war, but fortunately, people all over in Korea are very hopeful now. The war is going slowly away. We need to be more patient and wait, but that's a really hopeful sign now.
Then the other theory that Kim Jong-un is preparing a trap. Well, the whole situation sounds too good to be true, especially when the U.S. then announced that it will postpone joint military exercises with the South until after the Olympic Winter Games, so somewhere in March instead of February. But Jong-yop Woo, a research fellow with the Asian Institute in Seoul, points out that the military exercises were only postponed because of conflicting schedules. And also that Washington is not at all happy with the possibility of direct talks between the North and the South.
The reason why United States have been opposed to any talks with North Korea is that unless we secure that North Korea committed to the denuclearization talks, it's very dangerous to have North Korea on the table. For example, if North Korea now decides to have talk with South Korea, if North Korea at request for the lift of some sanctions, now South Korean government, in the hope of having North Korea continuously on the negotiating table, that South Korea might ask United States and the United Nations to lift some sanctions. And that's the beginning point of disparity between Korean government and the United States.
So now we have to wait and see if he's right. Fact is that North Korea performed only one missile test after September and no more nuclear tests. But it remains to be seen if this rapprochement is some temporary thing or if it will lead to a long-term reconciliation between the North and the South.